A Thorold resident is among the latest drivers charged with an impaired-related offense in Niagara. Travis DeGravi, 24, is one of 11 motorists named in a news release issued today by the Niagara Regional Police, listing all impaired-related charges laid between April 15 and April 21. None of the allegations have been tested in court and all of the accused are considered innocent unless proven guilty. Below is the full press release from police. News release. Niagara Regional Police Service. In an effort to bring further attention and deterrence to driving while impaired by alcohol or drugs, the Niagara Regional Police Service will be reporting the names of those people who are charged with an alleged criminal impaired driving offense in the region. In addition to being charged, these individuals are also bound by a Ministry of Transportation 90-day administrative driver's license suspension and are prohibited from operating a motor vehicle on a roadway. The public is encouraged to contact the Niagara Regional Police Service Traffic Safety Hotline or Crime Stoppers to report those who are driving in contravention of the suspension. The following individuals have been charged criminally with impaired driving by alcohol or drugs: driving with a blood alcohol concentration of 80 mg/s or above of alcohol in 100 milliliters of blood, or refusing to provide a breath, blood sample. Terry B. Garant, 56 years, Welland. Nicholas W. Pahorilitz, 32 years, St. Catharines. Jocelyn Arusha, 37 years, Niagara Falls. Ryan Kinn, 43 years, Beamsville. Denise Chung, 44 years, Markhamon. Nicholas T. Plute, 28 years, Grimsby. Travis DeGravi, 24 years, Thorold. Anderson Bire, 34 years, Welland. Corey J. Day, 27 years, Welland. Matthew Cousineau, 24 years, Niagara Falls. Timothy McDonald, 62 years, Welland. The Niagara Regional Police Service is committed to reducing impaired driving offenses through education and the apprehension of offenders through enforcement programs like RIDE. Impaired driving is still the leading cause of criminal deaths in Canada and affects thousands of lives every year.